Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Dude, Tony, man. Check out this, dude. Look at my arm right here, man. It's like bionic, dude. I swear, I woke up this morning and all of a sudden I got these like cyborg insides, dude. I'm not even sure what to do with them. Maybe they're weapons. They could be.
How did it happen? How you just wake up with a fucking bionic arm? How does that happen? I want a bionic arm.
Dude, where were you? I don't know, dude. What? Okay, maybe if I knock you out, you fall asleep and you'll wake up with a bionic arm.
Okay, knock me out.
I can't do it. I can't punch anyone, dude. Not when they're expecting it.
Fucking. So what does your bionic arm, what does it do? Have you tested it out? Have you tried it out? What does it do? What is it? Does it pop, lock, and drop it?
Or
do you like
know,
can
man.
It? Or, all right, go. Test it out. Test it out right now.
I do.
Give it a go.
Oh, shit. I think I just started a time bomb. Oh, dude. Back up,
down?
Dude. It's counting down. Yeah. It says 18
years. Can you take
years.
Your arm off? Can you take your arm off and get rid of it?
I don't know,
you
man.
You blow up, bro.
Dude.
It's a death trap.
Dude, that's totally true, but it says 18 years. I get 18 years, so close.
Oh, no big deal.
Oh, I get it. Oh, shit.
That's how much you have left?
Maybe I just got someone pregnant. It's saying I have 18 years. I got to fucking raise that child.
You got someone pregnant. No!
Por qué? I don't know what to do, Tony.
Post-apocalyptic, man.
I don't know, man. This is getting totally awkward right now, and I'm feeling uncomfortable. And now I may have a kid on the way.
Yeah. Way to step your game up, bro.
Way to find
real
it out.
It's fucking awkward right now. Like I'm
yeah,
gonna slowly walk away from the situation.
That's probably best for you, man. Just do it.
Hey, Normie, give me something horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 29th episode of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another kick-ass show with a very awesome guest. Thanks for listening. If you want to help out in any way, it's simple. It's very simple. Just simply tell a friend. That's it. Word of the mouth is a beautiful thing. I do have a voicemail, so drop me a message if you want. You can say anything you want. 510-600-3475. I would love to hear what you have to say. I mean, I would love to play it on the show. I have two voicemails today. One from CeeLo, who is from the Horrible Gamers community, and one from Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob. So I'd love to hear your voicemails. Send me one like these two did. If you guys want to type me out a message the old-fashioned way, you can at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, all the way from Southern California. From the God-Shaped Mommy Hole Podcast, which I gotta find out what the fuck that means. I'm so confused, but it seems like such an awesome name. We'll find out in a second, I bet. This dude does group podcasts, even does solo podcasts, where he just empties his mind out and just does it, like, one-on-one with the mic. I would love to know how he does that. Ah, it's so fascinating. So, this guy is amazing, dude. So, let's get into it. Tony Rager. Tony, what's up, man?
What is up? What's up, everybody? This is Tony Rager. I'm the host of the God-Shaped Mommy Hole Podcast, coming at you from Southern California. How are you guys doing? How are you doing, brother? How are you doing?
Well, what I'm doing is it's so hot in this room right now. It's like it's springtime, but it's starting to get into the summer weather. So
yeah, man. Yeah, I hear you. I'm in the man cave. The man cave is a room above the garage. Like, no walls. It's, like, slanted. You know how it's, like, kind of like an attic. Got a drawbridge. Okay, so heat rises. Okay, heat rises, and it's hot in here. And as podcasters, we have to deal with this heat because for the most part, we're not audio engineers. We don't know how to, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't know how to pull those little small sounds out so it's not irritating in the headphones. So we don't have the swamp cooler running, the air conditioner running, nothing. It's just silent heat, sweat, and tears. That's how it goes down over here.
Dude, you feel my pain. It's like, okay, the podcast stops. I got to turn. I have the ceiling fan on because it's quiet, but I have to turn the window fan off. You know, it's not hot enough to run the AC in the whole apartment right now, but it's like I have the door closed, so it's like, fuck, it's hot in here, man.
Yeah.
Man, so I got to know this, dude, because I listened to like 4 or 5 of your podcasts ever since like I started following you. You're in the Potter and Family hashtag.
Well, you know, I want to clear that. I got kicked out of the chat for some reason. I don't know what happened there.
Uh-oh.
It's really weird. But let me tell you, the chat is crucial for that Potter and Family hashtag because that really gets your, you know, when you pin a tweet and it really gets your episode out there when everybody retweets it. And since I got kicked out of the chat, my downloads have dropped seriously. I'm debating on whether or not to stop using that hashtag. I'm not sure because, you know, it's not really benefiting me right now. You know, it was great. It's a great thing. It's a great team effort everybody has, you know, in the group. But something happened. Someone blocked me or whatever. And, you know, it was a great thing while it lasted. But all good things come to an end, right?
Ah, man, that totally just,
did I make it awkward?
You threw the water on my fire, man. I was like, but that's how I learned to know about your podcast. And I've listened to a bunch, man. And what I like is that you'll sit there one-on-one with the mic. And actually, the other night, or a couple nights ago, you were doing a one-on-one, and you were also using Periscope, which I tuned in for a little bit, and your phone died, I guess, at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob. Okay, so
yeah,
me and him were like, you're just like, yeah, it was cool, man. I can't do that, dude. For some reason, I fear that kind of Periscope. Like, you know, if it's a group call and I'm chatting with somebody else, but one on one with the internet, I don't know, man. It freaks me out.
Well, this is the way I see it, man. All right, so this is our passion. This is what we want to do. All right,
yeah.
This is what we're pursuing. It's our goal. And for me, this is what I want to do for a living. I want to sit in my podcast studio and do a podcast and get paid for it. In order to do that, I got to constantly pump out episodes. And where I live, it's really hard to get people on the show. And number two, it's really hard to get really big names on the show because I'm not that big of a name. You know what I mean? I'm not someone famous like Joe Rogan or all these other famous comedians that do these podcasts, have these great episodes. You know, they have friends, famous people that people want to hear talk. So I can't do that all the time. I can't always have someone on to talk to. So in order to do what you love, you have to continue to grind. You have to continue to work and you have to push yourself. You have to go past your comfort zone at all times. And so doing solo podcasts is hard. It's really hard. If you go back way to the beginning, I have a solo podcast still on there. It's like solo number 3. That wasn't good at all. That wasn't good at all. So I listened to Bill Burr. Bill Burr does Monday morning podcast, solo podcast. All his podcasts are solo. And I listened to a couple people like Ari Shaffir. He does solo podcasts before his show. So I just mimic. I listen to them and I try to mimic it. So what I do is I just sit there. You know, I get some topics like current events or what's going on in my life. I close my eyes and I just talk. I just ramble and just talk and just go on and try to get motivational, try to get people pumped up, you know, for their own lives. Because at the end of the day, that's what's important. Everybody needs to stay motivated because life is very unmotivating for the unlucky few.
Yeah, that is true, man. Like, I listen to a lot of those podcasts. I listened to Joe Rogan. He was actually the very first podcast I ever learned about.
Me too.
You know, I've listened to like Ari Shaffir. I've also, you know, like Bert Kreischer, all those guys, man. Those guys put out a good podcast, man. They're like, that's where I get some of my motivation. I mean, we're not stand-up comedians. We're not, you know, doing UFC fight, you know, commentary. So we're not going to be as big, but dude, podcasting's great, dude. Just like, you know, just sitting here, me and you just chatting. Let's do a show, man. It's going to be fun. Who knows what the fuck we're going to talk about? Could be anything.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It's amazing. Like, people take for granted the how fast technology has taken off. I mean, well, when did Star Trek came out? like in the 70s, 80s?
Shit, I was never a fan of it, but that was when I was...
Me either, but I mean, they had what we're doing right now and that shit. It was all sci-fi. It was fiction.
Yeah,
it wasn't real.
That's true.
I mean, I'm fucking Skyping with you. I can see your face and we're having a conversation and you live like 6-7 hours away from me. You know what I mean? I did a podcast with Ray from the Naked Porch and all those guys, and they live in fucking New York. And the amount of technology is super convenient, so it's amazing. It's amazing to be able to chat with people across the world, you know,
dude,
real time.
Dude, totally, yeah. I do the Horrible Gamers podcast as well, and one of our co-hosts lives in New Zealand.
Oh, no shit.
So like, wow. We're podcasting with him at 7 p.m., like tonight, like when I'm done with this podcast, I'll be rolling into our next show for like 2 hours. But hey, he's like, he's in the next day. He's on Sunday already, like midday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time travel and shit, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy how like we can conversate and there's no lag between us. And it's just kind of like, I mean.
It's amazing, bro. It's amazing.
It is, dude. So let's tell everyone a little bit about your show. Let's tell everyone a little bit about you, because I don't know a whole lot about you.
All right, well, I'll start off with letting everybody know what the name's about. The name. Now, the go-to. Everybody goes to vagina. Everybody,
that's what I thought, dude.
Yeah, but that's not what it is. It's not a vagina. All right, so the term comes from mommy hole. Like, what's your mommy hole? What do you... Everybody has this void inside them. We have this missing thing, and that's where our passions come in to try to fill that space inside of us. Like, for us, it's podcasting, or like for me, for the longest, it was tattooing. I haven't been tattooing lately, but I've been a tattooer since I was 14. I turned 28 this year. So that's like, I don't know. I don't know how to count. 14 years or something like that. Yeah. 14 years. Sorry. So I've always tried to fill this hole with things. Like, I'm an artist. I paint, you know, gym. I was going hard in the gym for years. I just recently, for the past year, I haven't been going to the gym. So basically, the God-shaped mommy hole, it's a mommy hole so big it can never be filled. That's what the God-shaped mommy hole is. It's an all-encompassing hole for the human race trying to find that missing link. You know, this is a mommy hole that just can never be filled. It's a God-shaped mommy hole.
Dude, I get that, man. I have a lot of holes to fill in my life. You know, I've been a drug addict. You know,
what? What were you a drug addict?
With meth, dude. That was my
Oh, that's the worst.
I know, man. I've always dealt with social anxiety, and when I discovered that, you know, like it's just numbed you out. It destroyed those walls of social anxiety, man. It's like everyone, let's all have a good time, man. We're all friends, dude. It took down those anxieties, but you know, I've been clean for eight years. Yeah, 8 years in September.
Uh huh. That's good. So, that's really good, man. I have a older brother that's fucking horrible, messed up on meth. Like, when he was living with me, like, he's one of my oldest brothers. I'm the youngest, and it's really sad because my oldest brothers look up to me. I'm the younger brother and they're the older brothers, yet, you know, they're low lives. My oldest brother that's addicted to meth, when he was living with me, he was fat, you know, he was coherent and all this stuff, and then he moved out. A year later, he's skinny as fuck. His eyes are batting everywhere. His jaw's moving. Like, it's just, it's gross. It's gross. And it's really sad because I handed him everything he needed to be a successful person and to not go back down that road. And it all came down to him, though, because I can only do so much. And his so-called pride got in the way because, you know, I was saying, you know, you can live at my house rent-free. You don't have to buy groceries. I just want you to clean the house and keep the yard up. That's it. That's all you got to do. And his pride wouldn't let him do that. So he's living on the streets now. He's living on the streets. It's all tweaked out. It's really sad. It's really sad what meth does. Now, see, I'm a dabbler of drugs. I dabble. See, I don't have an addictive personality. So last night, I did a bunch of shrooms because right now in my life, I'm going through a whole bunch. I'm going through a whole bunch. I'm going through a custody battle with my ex-wife after... Wow. 5 years of us being divorced. We're finally going to court over custody shit because she wants to be selfish. So I'm dealing with, like, my children are my everything. And that's, like, the ultimate way to fuck with me is with my kids. And she knows that, and that's why this is going down. And in work, I've come to a standstill with work. I don't like work. I'm getting tired of it. I have a great job. It's a great job. I clean pools for a living. I wake up and go to work whenever I want. I do whatever I want. As long as the pools are clean at the end of the day, it's all that matters. but it's just the monotony of it's killing me. So I decided it's time for me to do shrooms because I'm a firm believer that
good decision, man.
Yeah, every year, at least once a year, we should dive deep down the rabbit hole to bring us back down, you know, to take us out of the reality and show us the world. Because shrooms does something amazing to your mind. It connects you with everything. You become at peace. You're happy. You start seeing your flaws, where you're going wrong with certain things. And it's important for us as human beings to be put in check by ourselves with our own mind. You know, the mushrooms are amazing. I did a lot last night. I did an eighth. And then some, like an eighth and a half of a half of eighth.
I'm glad you actually came back to reality today, man.
Oh no, I had so much shrooms. They're not that dangerous, man. I don't know if it's just me. I've never really heard any real negative things about shrooms, but for me, I knew what I was getting myself into when I got into it. Fucking, I can't eat shrooms. They gross me out. But what I did was I threw them in a blender. Some milk, some strawberries, some chocolate, and I pounded that bitch. Like, literally 10 minutes, bro. 10 minutes. It hits me. Boom. Tripping balls. I take shrooms like 6 o'clock. I finally come down about 10:30 at night. And then I took some more. It was amazing, man. I spent like 3 hours in the bathroom. I think about 3 hours in the bathroom sitting on the toilet.
Oh no, dude. Yeah, you just got that leaky ass, man. Just like...
the shroom farts are the fucking worst. Dude. Then I took a shower for an hour. It was super metaphorical, man. It was really great. It was really
never look in the mirror when you're on shrooms. You just I did.
I was looking in the mirror. I was looking at my tattoos on my leg. I was doing a lot. It was great. I watched Turbo Kid on shrooms.
Yeah.
I watched Kung Fury on shrooms. Amazing. It was amazing. It was a great night. It was a great night. I really needed it. Bring me down to earth. Humble me a little more. Get rid of the stress and anxiety of life. It's great. I recommend shrooms to anybody that's having a hard time. Definitely.
Yeah, dude. I that kind of stuff, that they're natural. I mean, I guess the only downfall is if you get somebody who gives you some fake ones.
Fake ones. It can poison you, seriously. Because essentially it is food poisoning. That's all that's happening, is you're tripping out from food poisoning. But yeah, there is some, you have to be very careful where you get your, I got mine from this really hot hippie girl in Riverside. She goes to UCR. Super hot, dude. God,
that's hot. Important. That's definitely important.
So hot. She was super hippie too. So hippie. It was great. It was great.
Have you ever tried like DMT?
I definitely want to. I want to so bad, but it's so fucking hard to find. It's so hard to find. I'm actually going to hit up my friend to ask that hippie girl, see if she knows anybody. Huh. But that's one thing I definitely want to do, man. I want to go way deep into the rabbit hole, like all the way into a whole nother dimension. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you go in there and dig through your shit. You shuffle for all the bullshit you've been carrying for years, and then... You'll come out the other side like a different person. I mean, I don't do stuff like that because my mind can't handle it. I've got bad panic attacks and anxiety.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, shrooms. If you have that, shrooms will fuck you up, man. Especially if you have panic attacks, because there's moments where you're like, oh my god, what the fuck. But I guess I just have a better control of my mind. Like I understand. I go into it understanding what I'm getting myself into. So nothing really surprises me or scares me. I just know, like, yeah, this is just temporary. I'm going to come out of this, and this is going to be amazing.
Tony, man, I will drink a good cup of coffee, like a good cup of coffee, and I'll have this panic attack. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Keep breathing or I'm going to die. Oh, no. Ah.
I quit drinking Monsters because of that.
Monsters
too
are
much
bad.
Caffeine and stuff.
Monsters are bad, man. They got like those big 24-ounce cans. Like, what the fuck you need that much energy for?
Bro,
it's for real.
It was like 2008. I was in a motorcycle club. I had a motorcycle, and one of my buddies had crashed, and we were staying up all night rebuilding his bike, you know, painting his fucking, his, whatever they're called, the plastics on his bike. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was the smell from the spray paint or I drank a BFC Monster. I had like I went into a sugar coma, bro. I was like laid out on the floor. I was like, I can't move, man. I can't breathe. Like, I was scared. I was seriously scared. I was like, I gotta go sleep, bro. This isn't good.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You have the where you're just laying down and all you can hear is your heartbeat.
Yeah. Overdose from Monster.
Go to sleep. If I wake up tomorrow, I'll never drink another energy drink again. I swear to God. I swear. Yeah. And then the next day you wake up like, I need an energy drink. Yeah. Let's roll.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah, I get that, dude. So, I mean, what's going on in your life, man? What's going on? Like, you do these solo podcasts, you start digging through your own stuff. You say you're going through a custody battle, which you don't have to talk about. If you don't want, you can, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever,
no, I don't really care. Well, let's start from the beginning, all right? So when I was 15 years old, I ran away from home because my mother was dating a tweaker, and we were living up in the mountains in Lake Arrowhead, and he was working for a tree service guy, but in lieu of work, he was getting paid in drugs. So our hot water got turned off, our gas, electricity, our phone, our cable. Oh,
man.
So we're just living in this house up in the mountains, and I'm just sitting there telling myself, like, why the fuck do I need to be here? I don't need them, you know? I could take care of myself. And at the time, I was with my ex-wife, the one I'm going through the custody battle with. So I ran away, and I went to her house. I lived at her house for about 2 weeks, so from the time I was 15 till 19, 20, I was living on my own, running around, blah, 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 blah. Girlfriend to girlfriend, all these crazy shit just constantly happening. And I joined the military. I was in college, dropped out of college, put myself in a crazy amount of debt. Military didn't help. Dropped out of the military, and now I'm trying to put my life back together. I'm trying to do everything right, learn from my mistakes. And it's a real bummer because, like, if I had the information I had now, none of these mistakes would have been made. Hindsight 2020, you know, a wise man learns from his mistake, an even wiser man learns from someone else's. But the sad thing is, as human beings, we don't want to listen to other people's advice.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Well,
yep.
It's not going to happen to me. I'm different. So now I'm living with so many mistakes, and I'm just trying to navigate through life and deal with the repercussions of these mistakes and do better. So since I didn't have a family growing up, I didn't have a dad, when my daughter was born, I told everybody, I told myself, there's no way I'm never going to not be in this child's life. I'm always going to be there. No matter what's happening to me, no matter what situation I'm in, I'm always going to be there. So, I mean, I've turned down jobs. I turned down jobs in Texas, North Carolina, Indiana, Kentucky, Alaska. I've turned down jobs to stay here in this shithole just to be in her life. And for like 5 years, me and her mom, after the divorce, we talked and we got along. There's an ex-wife podcast. I believe it's number 5. On iTunes, if anybody wants to go listen to it. It's really shitty quality because it was back in the day. We got along great. We did everything together, family, holidays together. We did Christmas, everything together. And then when I got my family, you know, my ex-wife was there when my son was born, all this stuff. And then out of nowhere, she just changes, flips the script, starts telling me that I can't have my daughter on these days. My daughter, like, used to be with me all the time. Like, 80% of the time my daughter's with me because she works so goddamn much. And I was cool with it. I was like, that's fine. You know, the custody orders didn't say that I was only supposed to have her Tuesdays and Thursdays and every other weekend and Tuesday and Thursday while she was in school. And the whole time this was happening, she wasn't in school. So I had my daughter 80% of the time. And then out of nowhere, she just changes. Calls the cops on me, says that I've never been in my daughter's life for 7 years. And then all this shit happened. So I'm like, fuck that. I was like, what the fuck? This bitch is crazy.
Oh.
So I file first. You know, I'm like, no. And all this shit happened. She's lying to the courts that I've never been responsible financially or otherwise. And I'm just like, this is absurd. It's crazy. It's like, why even try? I told her when we went to mediation, I was like, I can completely understand now why some dads just don't even try. Because it's fucked up and it's unfair for men, especially men like me that have always been there for their children and worked very hard to stay in their lives and gave up opportunities for themselves to just be shitted on in the end. Because California is the worst place for custody because they always favor the women. And even though there's so many fucking psychological studies that show children do better when they're raised by their father and their mothers are the working parent, they've been proven to emotionally, mentally, and financially grow up better. Mental, you know, all these things, because men, we have a better way of explaining things. Why shit happens. parents, mothers, they comfort. They're like, oh, it's going to be okay. Men, we just explain, hey, you know what? This is what happens when that happens. In order to stop that from happening, do this and don't do that. So we build a better understanding of children, and it pisses me off because it's the whole court system is irrational. It's fucked up. And there's likeliness where I, as a great father, am not going to be able to see my kid as much, and I'm going to have to pay money out of pocket for my ex-wife to take care of her. And my philosophy is if she can't afford to take care of her, I can. I don't need no money from her. You know, she makes far more money than me. She makes double the amount of money I make. She's a general manager for Chick-fil-A. She runs a Chick-fil-A, and she's working towards owning her own store. So she's going to be balling, and yet she's still trying to get money from me. Just out of spite. That's all it is. It's all out of emotional spite. And it's fucked up. So Tuesday is when I got my court date, and we'll find out what happens. And that's what I'm going through right now, dealing with that nonsense.
Ah, dude, this sounds rough, man. This sounds rough. Like, you don't have a good relationship Boyer? With her at all? Like, no,
not anymore.
Relationship at all?
Not after she flipped the script. We did have a great relationship. She came over all the time. She hung out. We would go places, do family things together with my family, her family. It was the ideal situation, that the courts recommend. And she just decided she didn't want to do that no more.
Damn. How many kids do you have? Selfish.
I got two. I have my daughter's going to be 8 this year in June. No, June. Yeah, June. I always get June and July mixed up. And then my son, he is 1 and 4 months.
Wow,
a year,
dude,
and 4 months.
Yeah, I have no kids, man. So but this is the type of thing that scares me to death to not have kids.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude. Going into the family law, you see all these people in there, and it's like people are in there, I'm here to file for divorce, and they seem happy about it. It's like, you were deeply in love. You were deeply in love to get to the point where you got married. You said, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. And now you're over here smiling about getting divorced. It's nuts. It's nuts that the amount of selfishness that people have, like, there's no perspective. There's no outward look on it. There's no looking from the outside in. It's all about me, 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 me. This is the main thing that bugs me about this fucking world that we live in, is we live in a society where it's about me. It's about me, me, me. And it bugs the fuck out of me because we as a human species didn't get this far just thinking about ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
We got this far working together, trying to better ourselves, working, you know, growing towards a better future. And yet, you know, although technology brought us close together, it also took us far apart, you know?
Yeah, I remember hanging out with people physically and chatting and having a
constantly.
You know, just hanging out. Now it's like
I'm busy, you know. I got things to do. I don't know if it has to do with our age or if it has to do with social media, but I kind of feel like it's because of social media, you know? Cuz everybody's constantly in contact, so you kind of don't have a reason to go and hang out.
That's kind of true, man. I get that. Like, you're like, I've chatted with this person. I've liked this person's Facebook posts all week. Why do I need to go hang out with them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's sad. It's a sad thing, man.
And when I say, like, I'm glad I haven't gotten caught in a situation where I've had children. I'm not saying women are bad. I'm saying I have a broken picker, man. I'll pick the, like, most effed up chick.
Oh,
like, I don't know if it's because I put my, like, I have low self-esteem.
Preaching to the choir, bro.
I have low self-esteem. So if I would have a child with a kid, it's because, like, it would be the, like, most screwed up woman ever.
Mm. It's scary. Man. It's a scary thing because, like I said before, in the moment, it feels so fucking right. But as time goes by, you start getting annoyed. Every little thing bothers you. Then you tell yourself, man, I'd be so much better off by myself. And then when it does happen, you're by yourself. Then you're like, man, I wish I was with somebody. It's this fucked up conundrum that we put ourselves in. And it's really hard to navigate. It's like, do I stay single my whole life? Or do I try? Or do I, you know, or like if you really want kids, then you just deal with the nonsense, you know? It's just something you got to put up with. Or, I mean, you could do a like a prenuptial agreement type deal where you have a kid with her, but she says, oh, if I can't take care of her, you can. I'm not going to get you for child support, blah, blah, blah. Just to avoid what I'm going through, I always recommend that shit. Like, anytime someone breaks up and they have children, I'm like, go to fucking court and file. Don't – see, us men, we're naive. We're naive to think that we can work things out rationally and amicably, because women do not think that way. Women are emotional monsters. They're beasts. Once they're scorned, it's over. It's true what they say about women. Hell have no fury like a woman scorned. Women are fucking mean. They will do whatever it takes to hurt you. And it's true. And we would like to think that that isn't true. We would like to think that the person that we chose to be with is different. But I'll tell you guys right now, man, it's not. It's not different. I've been with so many women. I've been with so many women. And at the end of the fucking day, they're all the same, man. They're all the fucking same.
Dude. Okay. Let's not turn this into a woman hate podcast.
Oh, sorry. I don't hate women. We obviously love them. But, I mean, they're flawed. Just like we are. We're flawed. And they're flawed. I'm just pointing out what I've noticed.
I know. No, I'm just giving you a hard time. I think like a guy like me, man, I'm selfish too, man. I want my time. I'll do stuff, but I won't. Like, I need my me time. That's me, because I've been single for years, so it's kind of like I need my me time when I want it. That's what keeps me away from relationships at the moment. Which I'm not saying I wouldn't like to be in one. I'm not saying I wouldn't like to have children. In all the right circumstances, I guess I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
hard. Really hard to get those circumstances, though. You know, a lot of times these things just happen.
Yeah.
And we have to be okay with that just happening, because if you don't allow it to just happen, you'll die alone. Just like the guy who owned this house, he was like my dad. He was there for me from when I was a little kid. And he told me the story of his last girlfriend. And he said she was a great girl. I should have never broken up with her. But he broke up with her because he said that she was getting too clingy or comfortable, that she would always just be at his house talking to his mom. And he just broke up with her. And from that point on, he never had a girlfriend again. And he died alone.
Wow.
It's a sad thing. But life is strange. It throws things at us. And a lot of times we just got to roll with the punches. Even though we might be uncomfortable with, like, falling in love. I don't know if I should like this girl. Sometimes you just got to go with it. Because at the end of the day, you're never going to know. You're never going to know unless you try. And you don't become wise without trying and failing.
Dude, with me, though, I'll know it's a bad idea. I'll know it's the worst thing I could do. And I'll find ways to justify that it's right. And I know it's not. That's just the way I have always worked, man. It sucks. I was like, this is a bad situation. Okay, how can I justify this to make it more comfortable? I could just walk into it and be a little more, you know, I'm terrible, dude. I'm a terrible person, Tony.
Nah, you're all right. Everybody, we all have our fucked up flaws, dude. I mean, I'm flawed as fuck, man. I'm the worst. Like, I'm just trying to deal with myself. It's like your hardest opponent is yourself, man.
That's true. That's what we're all trying to do, is just deal with ourselves. And then if we're comfortable enough to bring somebody else into that, like, great.
They got to be willing to deal with you, too. See, that's where people, they seem to, when you get in a relationship, all right, this is crazy. We're having relationship chat. Okay. When you get in a relationship, you have to understand when you join unions with a person, their problems, their issues, their quirks, their annoyances become yours, just like yours become theirs. And people they either don't know that or they forget that. And once the 3 to 6 month period is over of the oxytocin being flooded to your brain and all that love magic falls apart and you see the person that you're with for who they are, 9 times out of 10, you fucking hate them. 9 times out of 10, you're like, I really don't like this person. But it's that 1/10 of a time that makes it worth it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's that 1/10. So if you didn't try 10 times, then you're probably going to live alone.
I think most people are incompatible, but everybody wants to be compatible. So you try. You do what you can to try to see if it works. And sometimes it doesn't work, and you just still force it to make it work. That's how I usually do shit. So
yeah, I do too. I try to force it to work. It's the wrong thing to do, though. It's so wrong. I've done it so many times. With my ex-wife, we broke up so many times from 9th grade. No, we first started dating in 8th grade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, right. Long time ago. So we started dating then. We would break up. We'd get back together. We'd break up. We'd get back together. We'd break up. We'd get back together. All the way into our 20s. All the way into our 20s. We didn't learn a damn thing. We didn't learn one thing. We just, for some reason, we thought we were, I don't know, we were right or we were better than the universe or I don't know. But it's a bad mistake to try to think that you can do better or change things or whatever. You get what I'm saying. It's hot in here. Fucking hot.
I know what you mean, man. It's totally hot in here, dude. I live in Fresno, man. So in the summers, it's like 110, 113.
No, I went up there 2012 or 2013 for Christmas. Yeah, it was a long drive. It was a fucking long drive.
Christmas is okay because Christmas is the the dead of the winter, and it's only it's not super cold like other. Look at the East Coast, man. When it's like winter.
Oh yeah, dude. Fucking Ray on the naked porch and those blizzards and shit.
Yeah,
it's nuts. And I haven't lived in the snow in so long. I used to live in Indiana. I haven't lived in the snow for so long.
I've never even seen the snow up like in person. I've seen the mountains, man. I've never been to the snow.
Oh man, it's whatever.
it's cold. It's wet.
It's just cold and wet. Whatever. Nothing.
So
new.
So Tony, man. So all this like. This deep pit inside you with all these problems, just life. I love that you contemplate life. I think a lot of people forget to think about what life really is and the problems everyone just lives,
Yeah, everyone just lives day to day.
Everyone just does it without thinking about it or talking about it. I love the fact you just get on a podcast and for like 30, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever you do, you'll just talk what's on your brain, man. I envy that. I totally envy that.
Well, I think it's crucial, man. It's crucial for individual development and progression of mankind for us to do that, to contemplate what we are doing, what others are doing, what's wrong with the world, how can it be fixed.
Yeah.
See, people don't like to do that. They want other people to do it for them.
Yeah,
And that's one thing that I had a problem with is for the longest, I wanted people to do things for me. Because I believe it's because I've always had to do things myself. So I think now I'm come to terms with the fact that I do have to do things myself. And I want people to understand, like people listen to me. I want them to know me. I want them to feel like they're my friend. And I want them to understand why I am the way I am. Because I am pretty sure there's so many people out there like me. I'm not the only one. There's so many people out there with this God-shaped mommy hole inside of them, and they just don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to cater to that feeling of emptiness and want to fill that hole. So I just talk, man. It's just like writing down in a diary, except it's verbal and it's audio and it's in other people's ears. You're not hiding it from the world.
I think it's crucial to
be open, man.
It's a great medium, man. It's like me, like I'm 35 years old. I'm still thinking like, why can't things be done for me? Why do I got to go out and do them for myself?
Yeah. And it's like, a bummer, man.
It is. Like in the famous words of Biggie Smalls, man, I grew up a fucking screw up. Yeah. I did. I grew up thinking like everything was going to be done for me. And I got to an age, the age of 25 after, battling with all my addictions. Like I have to do stuff for myself from now on. I can't just do this forever. And I started doing things on my own. And it felt good to be a grown-up, man. I'm a grown-up. My balls must have dropped. I'm a grown-up. I'm a man. I'm still working on that. I still don't feel like I'm a man yet. But, it's like you have to do things for yourself. You have to think about these things. Podcast is a great medium. Even if you're one guy out there. If there's one guy listening right now who has stuff on their mind, learn how to record audio. It's so easy to record just your own audio, and just talk and see how it comes out. Try it again the next week. Talk. Try it again the next week. And then eventually you'll get comfortable with your own voice. Talk all the things in your mind that you want and just start putting it out, dude, and people will listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned that recently. For the first 2 years, bro, I was using SoundCloud as my host site because it's the cheapest host site out there. It's like $135 for a whole year. It's so cheap. But the thing about SoundCloud is it doesn't count your downloads and listens correctly. It's really weird. So for the longest, I thought I was only getting 20, 30 downloads a week. Now, that's very unmotivating. for 2 years, that's the consistent number. So I got onto a no-ho site, and now I'm getting about 1,000 downloads a week. You know, in a month and a week, I'm at 9,500 downloads. So that's a complete boost. You know, the idea that 9,500 people within a month and a week have listened to my shit. It's amazing.
That would feel good. What are you using right now to host your
I'm using Zencast. It's Ray turned me on to it. It's like $39.95, I think, a month. And you get like pretty much almost full statistics. There's some things they leave out. They have a better version, but it's more expensive. But it's great, man. They like all around the world. My number two country that listens to me is Germany. Number three is Japan. It's really strange to see what countries are listening.
Yeah. Germany?
I ranked 95th last week in the Russian Federation on iTunes, 95th podcast.
Really?
That's great for me. Yeah, I don't know why.
Congratulations. That is pretty badass, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know why Russia likes me so much.
I probably rank about 30,000, man. I'm right on the bottom of the list. I look up. I can see the top. I can see you up there, Tony. Up there, man.
I'm waiting. I want to get way up there. I want to get up there. I want to get sponsors. I want to get like millions of downloads. I want to do this for a living, you know?
Yeah, you just got to do. You just got to keep doing what you're doing, man. I like it. I listen to your, you know, I listened to one of your podcast. I was with the Naked Porch. I think it was the guy and the chick. I don't really know Naked Porch too well. I listened to two of their shows.
The Musty Diets and Psychic Ghosts episode.
Yeah, dude, that's cool, man. Like, you guys are having fun, dude. And but seriously, man, dude, solo podcast, that's tough. You do that every week?
Yeah, I just started it, man. Everything's changing. So for last year, I didn't do podcasts consistently. I did them whenever I could get people on. And it changed to every week with the dude Fredo and Mr. Clicks and Ruby, my fiance. And then they wanted out because they didn't see any numbers. They didn't see any point in being on the show. So once I changed host sites and they saw the numbers shot up, now they want to do the show again.
Oh, man. You got to do it for the love of podcasting first.
Yeah. See, they don't see it like that. Like, it's kind of frustrating. I wish they would. But at the end of the day, I could use the conversational input. So I'm going to have them do it. I'm doing the group podcast on Wednesdays. Solo podcast comes out on Mondays. And then, you know, I record it on Sundays and Tuesdays. But yeah, that's the new format. I'm going to pump them out twice a week. New episode twice a week.
Dude, that's awesome. There was one podcast you were doing with one of your friends. I think you guys are like close friends or whatever. You guys were just eating chips and shit, right? Dude, was like, I need some chips right now, man.
That was the proper ghetto critiques because we were eating the dollar menu at Del Taco. Because we got super high.
Del Taco, dude. Del Taco's
we got
awesome.
Super high, and then we bought a bunch of dollar menu shit. And then we started recording, and then my friend Greg was like, dude, this is fucking great for a dollar. Like, it's so funny. I didn't realize that, you know, all that chewing and eating would have been that annoying, but it was a funny episode. We talked about
it. It wasn't annoying. No, it was seriously like, I need some chips, dude. So I can kick it with my boys, dude. Need chips, dude, for real. Like, I go to Del Taco all the time because I work nights. I work graveyard, so I'm out driving around. So I got to look for the places that are open 24 hours mostly, you know, because I don't eat till like midnight. Yeah, Del Taco, man. The only place I saw is 59-cent tacos, man.
Oh, it's fucking great. I love Del Taco. I've been eating Del Taco for years, man. I've always lived right by the same Del Taco. I've been going there for years.
Oh, I wish I lived close to one. I got to go across town for it. But, dude, I love Del Taco, man.
Yeah.
For $5, I'm getting full, and I'm getting sick.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Fucking, what, $8, you get a Fiesta pack with 6 burritos and 6 tacos? Get out of here. Was it 6 tacos? I think so. That's a great fucking deal, man.
Yeah, I don't know if we had those Fiesta packs. I should look into it. I'll just get a bunch of tacos. I'll get a half-pound bean and cheese burrito, and then I'll get a chicken soft taco, and it's like $5.
Yeah, dude. Now they got those dollar nachos, the chicken rollers, the dollar. Like, yeah. It's fucking great, man. You can't go wrong with Del Taco, bro. Nah.
Hell no. Well, you can. You can go wrong. You get some diarrhea, but it would taste
I never got that. The only time I got diarrhea is when I ate the macho burrito, the macho combo burrito.
Okay.
That thing goes right through me. But everything else doesn't really give me the shits. So Shrooms gave me shits, bro. Holy shit, man. My brains out last night.
I imagine that, man.
I'm thinking to myself, this is amazing. I'm going to be so clean tomorrow. And then I jumped in the shower and I was like, this is the best shower ever. Like, I was just thinking, it was amazing, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. All that shit was scared the hell out of me. All that would scare the hell out of me, dude. I don't know why, man. Water, I can imagine. It would just be, like, scary as fuck. Just all this water coming at you.
It was great.
I probably have the water on too high. Too hot.
I was still, even though the amount of shrooms that I took was a lot, I was still in reality. I didn't lose track of reality. I don't know if I'm a rare breed or it's just a mind game you got to play with yourself. But it was dope, man.
Dude, little does the audience know, man, you're on your phone right now. You're in a tank top and your boxers on top of the Del Taco roof podcasting, man.
Yeah, bro.
You're in
reality.
That's
how I do it. I never told anybody that. That's fuck. Good call, bro. Yeah, that's what I do. I go to restaurants and I'm on my phone. I record from my phone on top of restaurants in my boxers. And like while I'm recording, like peeking, I peek my head over the sign. If somebody sees me, I peek back down and I just hope that they don't catch me. It's fucking crazy. I forgot all about that. I don't know why I never told anybody.
I know this whole time you thought you were in your house, dude. The wood walls and the posters.
Yeah, the shrooms fucked me up, man.
Yeah, you're still out there, man. That's why you can probably hear birds in the background. You guys hear birds and cars honking?
Yeah, the sirens and the ghetto birds.
Yeah, dude. Hey, Tony, man, I got a little segment, a little rapid fire segment. I'm going to shoot you. I got 10 questions I'll ask you.
Okay.
I'll give you 2 minutes to ask them, which should be fine. So we just got to keep it moving quick. Actually, you know what? I don't even know if I need 2 minutes anymore. I keep doing that with everybody, and they finish it like 1 hour, a minute and a half, dude. So let's lower this. Let's make this more intense. We'll go for a minute and a half. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
Ooh, it used to be Burger King, now it's Del Taco.
One thing you would change about yourself if you could?
My teeth.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Fuck.
It's a great movie.
Oh, shit. Interstellar.
First thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
Your face.
If you could go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Don't go to college.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. Your weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak?
Machete.
Have you ever broken any bones?
Yes, my foot and my ribs.
Ooh, I broke my foot, too. If you won the lottery today, what are the first three things you would buy?
I would buy a house, a car, and clothes.
Okay, if you legitimately saw Bigfoot in the woods, for real, would you tell anyone or be afraid that everyone would think you're crazy?
I would tell people, but I wouldn't take myself seriously because I know no one would believe me.
Right on. Damn, see, I'm going to lower that. I'm going to go to like a minute and 20 because some people have a hard time answering quick questions. You know, like, I guess not.
Yeah, you got to access that memory bank, bro. Like,
yeah,
the
me
movie
too.
Thing was hard.
Yeah, me too. I'll be like, movies for me is easy. Jurassic Park, dude. First Jurassic Park, hands down.
Yeah.
So, movie. Tony, let's do some shout-outs, man. You want to do some shout-outs?
Let's do it.
Whoa. Sean, it's not all about you. Do some shout-outs.
I'm going to start with saying Eddie Rodden. He was on the show last week. He's the author of the book Frequency. And he does the podcast, Zombie Life Podcast, and he hosts Zombie Life TV, man. So big shout out to Eddie for coming and hanging out with me for an hour and a half. Really appreciate it. Everyone go check him out at Eddie Rodden on Twitter. Also, my buddy Jesus Gonzalez, he's the co-host of mine on Horrible Gamers. Jesus, man, I know you're listening, man. Love you, buddy. You listen. So for some reason, you know me, we're friends, and you still listen to all my podcasts, and I super fucking appreciate that. Tony, man, who you want to give a shout out to?
First off, let's see. I want to give a shout out to The Naked Porch at The Naked Porch on Twitter. Go check him out. Listen to the podcast. The great guy, Ray. He knows all the ins and outs of the podcasting game, how to get your podcast going. The great guy overall helped me out a lot with my show, which helped skyrocket, you know, my listens and downloads. Always willing to help. Great guy. And, you know, Ray, Danielle, Chris, those are all the hosts of Naked Parts. Go check them out. On a shout out to Fredo and Mr. Clicks, the co-host on my show and group show, you know, even though, you know, whatever, they're still down to come do the show, which is great. They helped me out a lot. Shout out to those cocksuckers. And shout out to you for having me on my show. Hey, and shout out to me. Everybody go listen to the God Shaped Mommy Hole podcast on iTunes. Rate and review.
Yeah, I never heard of it, man. Is it good?
It's amazing.
It is, man. It is. Yeah, thanks, dude. Yeah, I like to, you know, give shout outs to other people, man. Everyone thinks it's all about themselves, but it's nice to just let everyone know. I've listened to a couple episodes of the Naked Porch podcast, and they were doing some rap battle contest with the Three Is Comedy.
Oh, Three Is Comedy, that's right.
Yeah, and I sent Naked Porch, I sent them like a thing, like, here's some rap battles I did back in the day. Because I used to do these, like, I used to record music back in the day, and I did a rap battle with myself. It was me versus myself. And I sent it to them, man. He's like, and he listened to it, man. He had a couple jokes to say, but those guys seem totally cool, man. You know what I like about them is they got fucking, how many followers they got?
It's up to almost 60,000 already.
So they have like 60,000 followers, and they follow like 60 something thousand back. So that tells me, man, there's some cool motherfuckers. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I always really cool. I get a little weirded out when I see those people who, like, you know, I've been finding this a lot. Yeah, so they have 62,000 followers, and they follow 59,000 of them back. So, like, huge shout out to these guys. There's a lot of people who will follow. I've noticed this a lot. I always check, like, the unfollow thing to see who unfollows, because a lot of people will go and follow 8,000 people, then they'll unfollow everybody, and they'll have, like, eight. So it'll be, like, eight. Like, oh, they follow eight people, and they have 6,000 followers. Like, who gives a fuck, man?
Yeah, yeah. They have this issue. There's this thing going on where they think that they need to create an image of being a popular or a celebrity. Like, they're so popular that they have all these people wanting to follow them, and that they're so popular that they don't care about all those people, that they only care about the small few people, you know? But that's not what it is. It's about connecting to everybody and being available to all of your followers. So it's sort of a quid pro quo deal. You know, it's the same thing with me. I think I'm at 14.5. I'm following 14,500, and I have 15,400 followers. So I'm getting up there too. I want to get up there with Ray, because that guy was on New and Noteworthy on freaking iTunes, which is amazing. That's like awesome. Where you want to be when you podcast. You want to be on New and Noteworthy. That's when the sponsors start rolling in.
Yeah, that's true, man. But I like when, you know, it's a community. I see why a guy like Joe Rogan wouldn't follow 1 million people back. Yeah, there's no reason for it.
So many people. I mean, looking at his Twitter feed would be pointless.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah, I follow most of the people back. There's only a couple people I don't follow back. There's some weird accounts that, you know, like, aren't even legit accounts, you know. Like,
yeah, the porn star accounts, the Arab accounts. I have so many Saudi Arabians following me. That's like my number three audience on Twitter is Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Yeah, it's really strange.
Dude, that's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
That's awesome.
All over the world, people are hearing my wonderful voice.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, I got some voicemails. Let me play these before I forget. Oh, yeah. So I do have one. So last week it was me and Rob from Random. Okay, I'm going to try this real slow. Random Ramblings with Rob. Rob, that is so hard to say, man. Or maybe it's just me.
It's hard to say RRR podcast, too. I was all having a hard time.
RRR. I was going to say R3 cast. There you go.
RRR.
So I got a voicemail from him, which I think is this one. The first one. If it's not this first one, it's CeeLo, but I'll play the first one here real quick. Let's see what's up. I believe it's Rob.
Shit, that voicemail was awkward as hell. Hey, this is your boy B-Rob from Random Ramblers with Rob podcast. I just wanted to go ahead and send you a shout-out via the voicemail, because you said you had a voicemail, and you wanted us to leave motherfucking voicemails and shit. So, yeah, I did that shit right there. Love the show. Take it easy. Wow.
Dude, thanks, Rob. And Rob was supposed to be on the podcast today. It was going to be me, you, and him doing this, but he's out of town doing a wrestling event. He went to his brother's house, and he said his brother doesn't have Wi-Fi. He was totally down to do it, too.
No Wi-Fi. Like, same of the world, bro.
Yeah, he wanted to do it, too, and then he's like, and then he said he was going to do it from his phone. I was like, I'm not sure how that's going to come out. And then he's like, yeah, you know, it's probably best that he does his family thing while he's there rather than podcasting. But, yeah, man, dude, Rob seems cool as hell. His podcast, man, he's like, he's just, like, chill. He's got the most chill voice, man.
Yeah, he's got a super R&B country, like, super, like, suave sound to him.
He's like, yeah. Morning radio. This is Random Ramblings with Rob on the right. Radio.
This is the love hour. This is Rob. Yeah. I like y'all to listen to some R. Kelly.
We got R. Kelly. And next, we got the Biggest Smalls from the Junior Mafia coming up next on Random Ramblings with Rob,
94.5. Yeah, there you go.
Dude, yeah, so I will be doing a podcast with Rob probably at the end of the month or early May, but it will be happening, guys. Rob's super fucking cool, and I can't wait to do that.
Fuck yeah.
And I got a voicemail from CeeLo. He's from the Horrible Gamers community, too. He listens to Horribly Awkward, I guess, now since he found my voicemail. So it's a little short voicemail from CeeLo.
Hey, this is CeeLo. Just trying to give you a shout out because you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate what you're doing, man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, CeeLo, man. I really appreciate it. Just see it like that, man. It took 8 seconds. Exactly, for him just to take his time and drop a voicemail. If you want to drop a voicemail, it's 600. No, it's not. It's 510-600-3475. Drop me a voicemail. I'll play it. You can even tell me you suck if you don't like the show. That'd be funny to make fun of you back. So,
call him.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't give a damn.
Call him now.
Yeah. What else you want to talk about, man? We got a couple more minutes to riff, dude. Another 15 minutes or so.
Let's see. Let me check something real quick. 4:30, 20, 50. Well, you know what? We're probably gonna have to wrap it up here. I gotta go and pick up chemicals from the shop. It's Saturday, the shop isn't open. My boss rarely comes in on the weekend. So he told me he'll be there 15-20 minutes, and that was at 4:30. So
all right, cool. Then do you know what, Tony? There's only one thing left to do.
We gotta do, bro. Do it.
Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
I don't know, man. Wrap it up, son.
All right, everybody. Check it out. All right. So this is what we're going to do. I want to let you guys take a pen and paper. I want you to take a pen and grab a piece of paper. I want you to write this stuff down. Because I don't want you to try to remember it. Because if you're anything like me, you're not going to remember. I have horrible memory. Mm-hmm. So this is what you do. You grab a pen and paper.
Let's give him a sec. Give him a sec. Paper. He's got the paper. Got the pen. Push the little pen. Took the cap off. All right, go for it, man.
All right. So you do the at sign. You know, the A with the circle around it. And then you write the letters G, S, M, H, podcast. I don't need to spell that for you. I hope you can spell. GSMH podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope. Follow them. Follow me. Now, I'm rarely on Instagram. That's less important. But more importantly, I'm on Twitter and Periscope. Periscope, every Sunday, I do a live solo podcast, so you guys can watch me on there. And then if you guys have iPhones, Mac computers, even iTunes on your PC, once you go search God Shaped Mommy Hole, boom, it's going to come up. Bam. There's going to be a part that says rate and review. Click on that bitch. There's going to be 5 stars. I want you to click on the 5th one. I don't want...
Yeah.
No more. It's got to be 5 stars. 5 stars. Boom. Leave a review. I don't care if you say crisscross applesauce. I don't care what you say. You just need to leave a review. You're going to do me a huge favor. And I want you to do the same for the Horribly Awkward podcast. Do the same for them, because the more ratings and reviews that we get, the higher we get, the more potential it is to become sponsored and all that good shit, and get paid to do what we love. And that's what we're trying to do, and we can't do it without you guys, and I would really appreciate it if you did that.
Dude, I can't argue with any of that. And I say I've listened to a bunch of your podcasts, and dude, you got a great personality, you got a great voice, you do podcasts well, and I love your solo podcast. It's hard to do a solo podcast and for it to make sense and for it to even be interesting, and dude, you're really good at it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I really do.
And all my normal shit, Horribly Awkward Podcast, you can find me on the BS Podcast Network at BS Podcast Network, or you can find us at BSPodcastNetwork.com, along with all the other great shows on that network. Check out The Social Dozen, that's the other podcast I do, at Awkward_podcast, where you can find me on Twitter, at They Call Me Iams is my personal Twitter, which nobody follows. Let's change that. Also, that's my gaming platform. If you guys want to nerd out with me and play some video games, I'm on all platforms as They Call Me Iams. Also, horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, and that voicemail. Remember that voicemail, Tony?
Yeah.
I'm not expecting
510-600-something-something-something.
Damn, you got a good fucking memory. 510-600-3475.
Yeah, 3475. There you go.
I also do the at the horrible the horrible gongers. The horrible gamers podcast at horrible gamers on Twitter. And, you know, just like Tony was saying, man, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, rate and view, give a thumbs up on Stitcher, do all that stuff. Tony, man, what is one thing you've learned on today's show?
It's fucking awkward, man.
Thanks,
no,
man.
Just kidding. Yeah. No, fuck yeah. Podcasting is awesome, and everybody should do it. Everybody should listen. Everybody should talk. Speak your mind. Be honest. Be honest with yourself, and you need to do mushrooms once a year.
Okay, if you're okay with that, if you're okay with doing mushrooms, follow his advice. Yeah, man, I totally agree. Yeah, I really appreciate you came on, Tony. Man, it was an awesome time.
Yeah, for sure, bro. No problem.
Anytime you want me on your show, let me know, man. I'll send that check. Dude, just tell me how much.
For sure, definitely keep that in mind. As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts. Skid off of. Fuck, dude. I just watched last night Kung Fury and
Turbo Kid.
Oh, fuck. That movie is so good. Especially when I'm on shrooms. That movie was fucking amazing. That movie gives Quentin Tarantino movies a run for its money when it comes to blood. Like, the whole movie, like, if one word, if I'm going to describe that movie, it's just plain absurd. Everything about that movie was over the top. It was fucking great. Artistically, everything was great.
Yeah, that was weird. I watched it just randomly. I'm like, I'll watch this. I heard somebody talk about it, and it was like, fuck, dude. That chick was so annoying in the beginning, and they're like, oh, dude, I like this
super
chick,
cute,
man.
Though, dude. Super cute. Really cute. She's got this psycho cuteness to her. Like kind of girl that won't stop hanging out with you. She just shows up randomly.
How could we base a little skit off of that? I kind of forgot the movie already.
It's a post-apocalyptic world. Water, AIs, and basically every man for himself.
You live in Southern California by the beaches?
Yeah. No, I live in San Bernardino. Living the dirty. The Inland Empire. You remember that terrorist attack recently?
I don't, actually.
No? San Bernardino got shot up by some terrorist, apparently. I don't think he's a terrorist. Well, he's a terrorist, but I don't think it had anything to do with ISIS. I live in the ghetto.
Shot right before I started thinking about this shit.
Yeah.
Alcohol always sounds good until I drink it. Then I'm like, okay, it's time to think. Wait. What? I'll just go totally random. I'll just go first thing that pops off the top of my head.
I'll go with it.
We'll be right back.